Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew. Let's take it around the horn.
Rich playing Theo.
Howard playing Taluga.
Ryan playing fucking 30 NPCs. God, there were a lot of voices
Ryan
in that one.
Ryan the War Council.
I know. That is what, like, I do sometimes worry about when I inevitably get some form of dementia. What is going to happen?
It's when I'm in
a,
awesome.
When I'm in a nursing home just screaming in 40 different accents.
Need 93 being Reggie. Couple of crazy guys.
There were so much lore in that one. I think that might be our longest episode yet.
It was.
We had a lot to wrap up. A lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know where you guys want to start.
Regicide?
Yeah. The Regulizer.
I honestly thought you were going to make it regicide and Reggie was going to kill us on spot.
No. Yeah, I've been sitting on that for a while. I knew once you got a mending tattoo, it was an option. But I was hoping it wouldn't happen until I had a little Dreadforge to fix. So it worked out quite literally perfect.
Yeah.
It didn't connect until you were in the Dreadforge exhibit. That couldn't have been more perfect for me. Yeah, Reggie was the fix. He was the robot designed to fix the war, the Dreadforge, stop the war, but his ship crashed in the swamp and he was lost to time. So that is what Reggie was doing on that arc.
That's why he was in his little capsule.
And there were Gearforge Templars there defending the Gear Mage that created him. That Gear Mage was assassinated and that ship crashed. So Reggie was the key to fixing this huge problem, but he was lost at the end of the war. And that is when our deceiver Krizik came into the picture. Yeah, we got a lot. There's so much to go over. So Reggie reveal, that was a big one. You guys had kind of figured out that Krizik was some kind of false god, but now we have the actual story of what it was.
Mm-hmm. He's Loki.
Kinda? I mean, I gave you like the most Baphomet looking fucking character ever. So I'm glad you finally was like, yeah, he's a demon lord. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Tracks.
Mm-hmm. We're going to like, I mean, obviously we have a lot of story left to tell. So we will figure out how that all went down. But Krizik did gain access to the Black Blade of the Man in Black and used it to kill the Dragon God of Storms and take over his domain. A lot of stuff happened in that fucking museum. It was really funny to me because I put the museum in there, something you could have done way before all the stuff with Ivy. But you guys had so much fun like goofing around everywhere else. I was like, I don't think I'm going to the fucking museum. Because that's like where so much of the lore is hidden.
It's all in there.
We got to see the new gun.
Oh, yeah.
The new shotgun.
It's going to be great.
Can't wait to see you shoot it first. And I'm just going to be a little jealous. Like, damn it.
You got to scream out guilty before you shoot it every time.
Yeah, it's been really funny. Every time I'm like, I start designing a gun for Rich, I'm like, I wonder what cool name he's going to give me next.
Now, does this gun have a feature?
Yeah, it's basically aiming down the sights gives me the ability to do
knockback.
The knockback if they fail saving throw, and then the hip fire is that extra green flame blade.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit extra burning.
All right.
I think the shotgun does 2d8 damage.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So if you hit somebody with it, you'll do the 2d8, and then if someone's next to them, they'll take a d6 of fire damage that gets kind of tacked on.
And it's 2-hit right now is my highest gun to hit. It's an 11.
Yeah. So.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a +1 shotgun. It doesn't have the range of your other guns.
Of course not.
Because it does.
You have long... Yeah, you have a... What's it called?
Judge's sentence and that gun have the same range.
That's 600 feet?
No, it's 90 feet.
Okay.
Imagine shooting someone 90 feet away with a shotgun.
No,
that's like
I can't.
So crazy.
It's because a sharpshooter. Yeah. Sharpshooter lets me... I don't shoot... I don't have disadvantage shooting at the longest range.
Yeah.
So for me, it's just...
That feet's insane.
Wherever, you know... And, you know, nothing can be, unless you're full cover, nothing's undercover from my shots.
Yeah.
And then think about it. I can sharpshooter actually, you know, take the -5 and
Brings you down to a 6 to hit.
6 to hit, but it'll be 10 plus damage on top of that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just imagine sharpshootering my bad boy.
I can't wait for that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm still working on my missile launcher mechanics.
Don't worry. I still got to figure out shelling.
Yes. I have, which it sounds insane to say, I have placed a rocket science area in Magaria where you'll be able to further that research.
I assume you're naming it.
Oh yeah, okay. I already have a name now.
Okay, just making sure.
I'm gonna tell Ryan as he's driving me back home.
The birthday surprise.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, fucking good little war council.
Yeah, great.
I mean, at most of these war councils, I'm like, you guys have already befriended everyone here, so they're gonna be pretty agreeable to whatever your plan is.
Befriended or literally saved the lives of.
That's very true. Yeah, you gotta back it up.
Super excited for the King Evanden Stagley.
Yeah.
Bromance.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna keep tabs on.
They're gonna be, I feel like nothing brings dwarves together more than warfare.
Yeah.
So Stagley will have like a new, I feel like Stagley is one of those guys where like he needs a war.
Yeah.
Why? The reason he's like that is because he's bored. He's been sitting in that stupid throne room. He's Robert Baratheon. He's Robert Baratheon. He needs a war. That's where he shines.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I want to see what happens with Nansine, like, basically kind of giving up the Krizik worship. Like, I don't expect her to follow.
Is she a cleric or
paladin? She's a cleric. So, she may lose her magic.
Not if she pledges to a new god.
That is very true. Yeah.
I don't expect her to pledge to Bleebly. I think more along the Allfather. Allfather.
Yeah, or she might just have enough faith in herself.
Yeah.
Good.
A faithless.
The magic was in you the whole time.
I think Nansine's arc really is like getting away from what felt necessary to go back to her roots a little bit of like what the city's really supposed to be about. It was like the last stand of the dwarves and they don't even celebrate their own heritage here anymore. You know, like they kind of lost all their traditions and it got kind of taken over by a flashy new god. So
shout out to Joe Lieb, who never stopped believing in the Allfather.
Never wavered.
Yeah. Yep.
I see why my son loves it.
Yeah, you know, there were a lot
steadfast.
And like I also
that's my thing.
I always kind of wanted to set this place up as like not everyone here worships Krizik. Lots of people still just never kind of, you know, again, in the timeline of dwarven lives, it was only like a couple guys ago.
Yeah.
So those roots are still pretty strong in a lot of the families here. The interesting thing is that Nansine has made a pretty big decision for all Krizik worshippers in this area. Some Krizik worshippers may have wanted to go back to Windmere and be part of it, but
good riddance.
Yeah, so that's been kind of taken out of their hands. We'll see if that becomes a problem later. But I think I also wanted to dissuade you guys from revealing Reggie at this thing because you do not know who's still loyal to Krizik in that chamber. There are a lot of dwarven nobles there. So, like, you know, it could have been a lot messier for you if anyone, I mean, not that I'm like
just
telling
take them
you
to
but,
the guillotine.
Yeah. So
eat the rich.
You know, it's one of those things where I think that is one secret you may want to keep close to the chest for now, at least. But yeah, the other big thing, of course, also, we discovered that Ellie stole a Dreadforge mainframe.
Yeah, I don't like that.
A like supercomputer from one of their old ships.
So
I don't necessarily not like it, but it's just I want to see what she's using it for before I make like that distinction.
I'm just saying, Toluca's going to be side-eyeing the fuck out of her.
I want to know if Reggie operates on the same operating system that mainframe controls, or if he's a totally separate entity because he was
off the grid. The thing weird to me, though, is you're like quick to think that my sister with a Dreadforge mainframe is evil, but you're like, war's going to be cool.
The war god's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
No, total
sense. I've been waging a war this whole time.
Also.
Right, but it doesn't make the guy that's about evil stuff and wants war.
Who's Strife?
Yeah, he's bad.
No, Strife is the three.
Oh, you think
the three
brother war
pestilence and strife.
In my
bad.
Mind, war is just a dude who's like pumped that war is happening. He's like, woo!
Yeah, he's really Ric Flair.
I really struck him more as a guy that's pulling strings to cause war.
That's what I'm thinking. Also, is pulling it, pulling strings to make war so he gets stronger as war happens. So kind of like what's her face?
He stands to gain everything from this.
Then he would be in charge of more of the Demon Lords, but all the Demon Lords we see so far
with Strife.
With Strife. Yeah.
But what's the
so far
chick in or Savathun's sister in Destiny, the one that used to basically anytime war Zibura. Happened. It basically just every time war happened, got stronger. Yeah. That's essentially what war wants, is the more war, the bigger war, the all that stuff, he'll just get stronger. So he just wants conflict all the time.
Oh, then you'd love Tuluga.
Yeah, you are a source of conflict.
I win.
No, so you don't want peace at all?
Well, no. Tuluga wants peace.
Okay,
I want war.
War doesn't want peace. That's the whole thing.
What are you doing over there, Mark? Fidgeting with the mic? I see you fidgeting over there.
It was getting weird. I had to fix it.
Oh, it's so slack.
I mean, for being real,
yeah.
Tuluga doesn't think the concepts are good, but views them as necessary to have in the world.
Right. But
to like maintain a balance.
The concept and the person in control of that concept.
I don't think Tuluga thinks the person in control of the concept's good. I think I'm going to have a blast. But we'll see how he is when Tuluga.
I did also describe him like basically like a Dark Souls boss, which I know.
How could I not love giant man with dual wielding great swords? It's like
that's your thing.
Ryan took the D&D character I want to make and just made it
a scary NPC god. Yeah. So we're at episode 40. I feel like I had to start giving you guys big picture lore stuff. Yeah. So
back on to Reggie.
Yeah.
Are we 100% certain that Ellie can't hear everything he's hearing?
You are not.
No.
We are not, but we are also assuming he is on a separate grid, or I guess circuit isolated because
he is the anti Dreadforge.
Well, I guess no, because we know what was it was airborne.
He does seem to be immune from whatever virus it was that infected all of the Dreadforge.
The 5G.
The 5G.
The five gold pieces.
Five gold pieces. If you put five gold into a gear forge, it turns into a Dreadforge.
Ah, you know what? We got to release 6G.
Ah, that'll fix them.
That's the counteract.
That's what Reggie's on.
Reggie's 6G.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like the idea that Reggie is immune because I don't. But I mean, we'll see.
Well, that was my big. So I'm like, why are you putting that bird in you?
I know. I love. It was really funny that I wasn't sure when that secret would be revealed, but I liked that it was immediately. Reggie was like, "What do I do? Let me try it right now."
Like, Reggie is obsessed with secrets, but terrible at them.
He's so bad at keeping them.
Horrible.
Yeah,
but. I think it was I was trying to like really roleplay Reggie as like he's been trying to find out what his purpose is this whole time. And the second he found out, he just went nuts. He also is big influenced by you guys, which is how you kind of go about a lot of situations.
Fair.
Yeah.
So he's kind of grabbed little bits of everyone's personality, and that kind of impulsive need to do a good thing right away totally took over in the moment. I'm really happy that all kind of timed out. In a way, the story felt good.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Because you guys could have done that mending on him anytime before that.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it.
Yeah. During the charcoal painting, I had so much time. Like, oh, wait, Rich has mending.
Yeah.
Why am I spending all this time on this? What the fuck am I doing? It's so much internal thinking that I could do while I was not scolding my son.
For a botched smash and grab that we already had permission to do.
Just for the thrill.
Just doesn't feel right without the smashing portion.
You didn't even smash. You just cut a hole out and then put it down.
True.
I know. It's the least smashing you've done. Boy. That was honestly a fun one, though.
I was expecting you to, like, whack. Just
I thought you were just going to hammer so it shattered.
I thought what was really cool about this episode, too, is that, like, I feel like this is the first time where Tuluga and Theo, not that you guys have been, like, disagreeing, but more like, Theo's finally starting to like take a little bit of like agency in this whole religion. Cause for the whole first, like, you know, 30 episodes, Theo's like, whatever you need me to be. Like, I'll just be that guy. This is all working out fine. But I think it's like after talking with the man in black, you're like, there's a lot of responsibility on my shoulders now.
Yeah.
So I got to actually work through stuff with Tuluga to make sure that we're on the same page about stuff before we start making big decisions.
Yeah. Cause I always felt like, you know, essentially Toluga being the one who was like, yeah, we're going to make you a god just so we can get my brother out of this and all that. And then
can I borrow your body for a minute?
Exactly. It snowballed into what it was. And I feel like Theo, up until the finding out who his mother was and the Man in Black stuff, it was just kind of like, Kuotoa has put me here. I'm just going to follow the Kuotoa. And then finding out like I had like godly blood, I guess, is more of like, okay, I should probably start working with Toluga on where we're going with this.
Yeah.
And just...
Yeah. It was cool seeing you guys like collaborate on plans. Yeah. I liked it.
Well, yeah, because now Toluga's big concern is, I know nothing about outside of what the Man in Black like, domain was.
Yeah.
How neutral he is as death.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he's trying to regain his position using you as like a
conduit.
Almost,
yeah.
As like one of his little acolytes to go do whatever he needs because he doesn't have the strength yet.
Right. Because we need to get to Yeageron.
So that's why it's like, as Toluga, I'm like, I don't want to tell you everything that I know until I know more about what he will know from me telling you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which makes sense.
Yeah. Because as far as I know, I've only seen him when you've done like your big shooty moments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you've told me yet that you've seen him in dreams.
He hadn't seen him in dreams.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen him in dreams.
Well, you haven't seen him. Yeah.
Well, you've seen him in dreams, but you have not laid eyes upon him.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think I nat won that all the time.
Yeah.
Which is great. Which was good because you said he would have died.
Yeah. In the first one. Other ones, we don't know if I would have, but again.
Yeah. I do like the idea of like, if you look upon the face of death, it's the last face you see. I always thought that was like, that's a cool mythology kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now it is just kind of a cool thing of like, it's like almost like Theo knows it and he's like afraid to look that thing in the face.
So now I got to have like a little workshop while me and Reggie make fucking shells for this rocket launcher.
Yeah.
While Mima's like audio booking the cleric information about all the old gods and times.
I got to work on my propaganda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we got some, it was cool too, like setting up some of the future demon lords you guys haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be a scary.
I like how you said there's tons of them.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah. I haven't decided how many I want to put in yet. So I kind of left a little open-ended.
I was saying it to Ryan, it makes me think of Shadow Mordor, where it's like
to a general and then it gets upgraded.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of those generals, we gotta go through all them to get to the main guy.
Yeah, for them, the demon lords is like, the more strife you cause, the more powerful strife gets. So like, he's made these demon lords to just spread chaos in the world, kind of. But it's gonna be so fun in Magria. You guys got so much fun stuff to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In like my crazy wasteland, like apocalypse setting.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole story has been kind of like, it is a like post-apocalypse. So it's going to be fun getting to see that real part of it. You guys have been in the south the whole time, which is like kind of nice.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's got plants and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's not a desert wasteland where like demon lords fight over who gets to kill the most mortals. You know, like
so dry.
It's going to be dry.
So dry.
Yeah.
There's so much sand in me.
I know. Yeah, you're going to look like Play-Doh when it's like been left on the floor too long.
I look like a chicken cutlet. I'm going to be breaded.
Son, I can't see your Zom. Are you okay?
It's fine.
That was great, though. Great episode. Great finale.
You know what we...
It feels weird not having a huge, scary fight as the last episode, but this was much needed, I think.
What we completely forgot to do?
What's that?
Have Kiki send word to Gort about Daddy Justice.
I think that's like a side. I don't think that's War Council.
Yeah, that can be a...
Okay. Because these are like loose ends we need to learn more about.
Okay. Really.
As the leader of this War Council...
We need like way more sending stones.
Plus, yeah. I also don't think I want to reveal to a lot of people that my father is alive, just in case...
I mean...
especially at the War Council, if there's people that are still loyal to Krizik, me knowing that could, you know... not be great.
Well,
yeah,
it's gonna be very interesting. But yeah, I love a good beefy RP lore episode.
Yeah,
it's nice.
It's chonky.
And we had a lot of good combat episodes in a row, so I feel like we were
overdue.
Yeah, overdue.
Lore dump.
Yeah. Well, there'll be more sick dumps in the next one. I think the timeline of how the editing is going, we will be doing our guest, or not guest. We'll have a guest arc coming up.
Yes.
But I think next week you'll be getting the surprise one shot that we did.
Yeah, because I had COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's
by the time you hear this, months ago, Rich had COVID.
Yeah. 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 He's still fine now.
Yeah,
he still can taste everything. yeah, it'll be a surprise for Rich as well. Yeah. It's a smaller Chaos crew. you will learn quite quickly how essential Rich is to the foundation of this podcast.
I think we had it unlocked. We solved every problem easily.
Yeah, which doesn't make for a great podcast sometimes. Like, what if we skip this fight because this guy is a dork? it's a little bit of that. Yeah, it's it's I haven't been whomped so hard as a DM in a long time as this upcoming one shot. I hope you all enjoy it. It's a prequel to our giant story. It is canon, unfortunately. So
yeah,
oh yeah.
Yeah,
we'll set up some future characters for you.
That's true. I'm hoping to do some more stupid little one shots for funsies anyway.
Yeah.
All right,
hopefully,
Mark.
I won't have COVID and yes, I can be there.
I want to see. I also
Danny Justice and Uncle Pee-Pee in Escape from Windmere.
I do want to see Rich play a new character on this podcast. That'd be kind of fun. I feel like you've been stuck as like the straight man for a while, and you're usually make the most crazy person at the table. So it'll be nice.
I mean, he's got a lot of tough competition. There,
it is a stiff competition here.
It is.
Well, you put the three stupidest people together.
My bread and butter. All right, Mark, would you take us out of arc three, please?
Hey, people, 39 episodes I've been telling you this. Please rate, review, subscribe. We're fortifying the house! Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.